T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. We're glad to have you with us this weekend. I'm Ken Heisey. With me, Megan Miner.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy. Well, Steve Mahler, he's not here today. He's out on vacation. So Megan is stepping in to take his place. And I know Megan's been on the show, but I don't know that we've really formally introduced her. She is a financial advisor here at Heisey Advisory Group, and she has been with us for about 3 years, has kind of worked her way from the front desk through the marketing process, and now as a financial advisor. So we're excited to have her as an additional advisor to the team, and welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Excited to be here.
Again, just kind of touch base with you. If you have any questions, if you want to reach out to us, just want to remind you of our number. That's 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And you can always get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So today, we wanted to do some reminiscing, right? And kind of the question that came out as we were chatting the other day was, hey, what were you doing 10 years ago? You know, for those of you listening, kind of put yourself back in that position 10 years ago. What was going on in your life? Where were you? How far away from retirement were you? And the fun part is, I'm going to ask Megan, where were you 10 years ago?
I feel like this is a setup.
Oh, it's a total setup.
Well, I will be 26 next month. So I was just about to turn 16 and get that sweet driver's license of mine. That's kind of weird to think about. What about you?
Wow. Can you remember back that far? I'm struggling to remember back that far when I got my driver's license. But yeah, that was a great time. 10 years ago for me, we were doing the same thing that we're doing right now, but in a vastly different position. Because if you really think back 10 years ago, that would have been 2009, and we were just finishing one of the largest collapses of the stock market. So if you're visualizing 2009, that process of the market drop started in 2007, went all the way through 2008, and finished in March of 2009. So I've got some very vivid memories of 2009, 10 years ago, new people that were coming into our office, literally in tears, crying about the amount of their retirement wealth that they lost at the time.
I can only imagine.
You know, the market had dropped 53% during that financial crisis. And if you picture yourself in what we call that retirement red zone, right? It can be devastating. Five years before and five years after. So imagine, what would that feel like if that happened within those 5 years before you were going to retire? What happens?
You probably won't retire in 5 years.
And then what do you have to do?
You continue to work.
Keep working.
And that's probably something not in your plan.
And a lot of people wanted to do that, had to do that.
Right.
And I've had some people that come in and they'll tell me, you know, no problem. If it happens, I'll just keep working. And if that's okay with you, that's fine.
There's no right or wrong.
But I know a lot of you, when you come into the office, have pretty much a hard and fast, I absolutely don't want to work anymore. I don't want to work past this age. And if you've got that hard and fast stop retirement date, you've really got to be careful those 5 years before, don't you?
Right.
And then, of course, there's the 5 years after.
That's scary. That's when you're already retired, and going back to work after that could be...
So what do you do?
Difficult.
You know, you gave your notice, you've packed up all your boxes, you packed up all your pictures, you've left your office, you've had your retirement party, everybody has celebrated, you've been retired for about a year, and then suddenly you have a market drop. What do you do?
There's not a good answer for that.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
Well, so for some people, they end up having to go back to work. For some people, they panic. And I saw so much of that 10 years ago. People panicked because when you're in retirement and you don't have a paycheck coming in any longer, and you have a market drop like we did back then in the financial crisis, suddenly emotion sets in. And you start to find what I've always called your uncle number. That uncle number. Remember, all of you that are listening, when you had your brother or your sister or your friend pull your arm behind your back and, and you got to a point where it hurt so bad you yelled,
Uncle!
Uncle, right? And so what we see or what we saw back at the time was people were hitting their uncle number, where they lost so much of their wealth in the market drop that they actually left the market.
Which is the worst thing you could do. All of this reminds me, though. So earlier this week, we were in our team meeting, and we do a team meeting every Monday morning just to get ready for the week ahead of us. But we always start off with, you know, what did you do this past weekend? And we're talking personal life. And Susan, who's one of our team members here, she went on a trip to Holiday World, which is out in Indiana, I believe. And
yeah, that's got me all excited. Holiday World in the middle of summer, right?
Oh, in the dead of summer.
That's like Christmas in July.
Exactly. But she wanted to take her nieces and nephews out on this big trip and go to this park and go ride roller coasters because, you know, all of her nieces and nephews are teenagers or a little younger. But anyway, she hadn't been to an amusement park or ridden on a roller coaster in years, but she was describing to us how she realized she doesn't really like roller coasters anymore. She said they jerk you around so much and it's just not fun anymore. 10 years ago, I loved them and they were a blast, but now I have a totally different mindset and I just don't think I can handle them anymore.
Yeah.
It hit me.
And as you're talking about that, the other day I did a little research and I found a roller coaster. I believe it's in New Jersey. It opened in 2005. It's called Kingda Ka, if I'm pronouncing that right. But at the time in 2005, it had the highest vertical drop, 418 feet.
It's already making my stomach drop.
It reached speeds of 128 miles an hour.
On a roller coaster.
On a roller coaster. So, yeah, I mean, I'm the same way. When I was younger, I used to love roller coasters. They were a blast. At this point in life, I'm not so comfortable with roller coasters. I'm more the guy that would maybe take the grandkids and go down the lazy river in at Disney World and just kind of, what's it called? It's a small world,
it's
right?
A small world.
So I apologize to all of you people because you're probably going to have that "It's a Small World" song in your mind for the next week. But I like things a little smoother. I don't like the huge ups and downs drops. And the jerks. And a lot of you, when you come into the office and we talk about your investment portfolio, your retirement portfolio, you're telling us the same thing, that you're not as comfortable with the big ups and the big downs, that you like things to be a little more stable. Some of you maybe are even on the roller coaster in Space Mountain. If you're familiar with that at Epcot and Disney World, that's a roller coaster that is in the dark, where you're going up and down. You really don't know where you are or where you're going, and we want to be able to help you with that.
Turn the lights on.
So just as a reminder, I've got Megan Miner here. I'm Ken Heise. We're financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group, and you can reach out to us at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And as always, on the web at yourretirementhighway.com.
I also wanted to make a quick mention just before we got back into anything. We're talking about all these different volatilities in the market. We do classes throughout the year, and we have a couple upcoming classes here on August 20th and August 22nd. They're a single night class, so pick one. So it's a Tuesday or a Thursday. We're going to be discussing income planning, investment planning, and tax planning. So just wanted to make sure to put that out there and reach out to us if you want to go ahead and register for one of those classes.
Yeah, absolutely. The classes are awesome. They're about 2.5 hours. This isn't just about investments in the market. This is about creating income plans, creating tax-efficient strategies. So take advantage of that if you've got the time to come to one of those classes. So 10 years ago, the market was dramatically different. And many of you, if you think back 10 years ago, you might have been 15 years away from retiring at that time, which, you know, the market drop didn't bother you, right? Because you were still putting money in your 401k. You still had 15 years before you were going to retire. It was no problem. You probably look back at it as a non-event, so to speak.
Right. But fast forward 10 years, now you're five years
away.
And what is that?
Well, you're hitting the red zone.
You're hitting the red zone.
What we call that red zone of retirement, those 5 years before retirement, the 5 years after, where we really need to help you start to rethink how you position yourself so that you don't get caught in a sudden downdraft, to position yourself so that you're not on the world's tallest roller coaster, right? That you have a little bit more stable ride that you can stomach, and more importantly, so that you can retire at the time that you want to.
Just a reminder, this is Megan Miner and Ken Heise, advisors at Heise Advisory Group. We're talking about the volatility in the market, especially with what we've seen in the past couple of weeks, but we want to offer you to come into the office and come in and get a stress test on your current portfolio and what you're doing for your retirement plan.
And what does the stress test do? It, you know, guys, you've gone... Hopefully you've gone and you've had a stress test on your heart. The whole concept in the medical field is to push the heart to its limits and really see how it reacts, right? To see if you have any blockages or issues. We do the same thing with your portfolio. You bring in your statements. We take all your exact holdings. We put them into our program. The program takes us through exactly what happened in the financial crisis and 2008. And it will give you, if you will, an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI of your portfolio to really let you know that if that happens again, I don't know if it will. I know we're going to have a market downturn at some time. It has to happen.
We just don't
know when. Don't know when, and I don't know the magnitude. But wouldn't you want to know before it happens? Because if you know the potential downside before it happens, you can do something about it. See, you can't control the market. You can't control how far down the market will go if and when it does. But what you can do is you can control your portfolio exposure and how it will react to a downturn
and
like that.
Be proactive instead of just reacting to the market, because like you said, you cannot control that. So
it's the Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
Be prepared.
And we want to help you with that. So if you'd like to take advantage of a stress test, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, that number, 314-328-4400. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about our wonderful St. Louis weather.
When do you want to retire? Are you financially confident? Do you want to retire on your terms? I'm Lori Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. We're dedicated to helping people like you learn how to pursue their financial dreams and avoid potential shortfalls in retirement. Register for one of our upcoming retirement classes on Tuesday, August 20th or Thursday, August 22nd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. This course will cover three essentials: income planning, investment planning, and tax-efficient strategies. Call now to register at 314-909-1116 or register online at heiseadvisorygroup.com. That's H-E-I-S-E, advisorygroup.com. This could be the first step towards getting your retirement plan on track. Seating is limited. Register now, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Are you a baby boomer with questions or concerns regarding your retirement plan? How about the future of U.S. tax rates? Does your investment portfolio fully support your income needs? I'm Megan Miner of Heise Advisory Group, and we can help you answer these questions and more. Register for one of our upcoming retirement classes on Tuesday, August 20th or Thursday, August 22nd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. This 2.5-hour course will cover three essentials: income planning, investment planning, and tax-efficient strategies. Call now to register at 314-909-1116 or register online at heiseadvisorygroup.com. That's H-E-I-S-E advisorygroup.com. If you have the slightest doubt regarding your retirement plan, this class is designed for you. Seating is limited. Call now at 314-909-1116.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mueller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, Ken Heise and Megan Miner, financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group. And today we kind of took you on a little memory trip down memory lane, right? We were talking about where were you 10 years ago. It's a fun thing to look back sometimes as to...
Sometimes it's hard to even remember.
Yeah, well, the older you get, it gets a little harder to remember. But, you know, it gives you a chance to reminisce and a chance to think back. And it just so happens that when we looked back financially 10 years ago, we were finding ourselves at the end of a financial crisis, the end of a 53% downturn in the stock market. And really kind of talking about the emotion of what that really felt like. And it is emotional. When it comes to your money, your retirement, your dreams, your goals, this stuff gets emotional, right?
What have you worked towards doing all of this? Because you want to retire. And when something happens that may not allow you to complete the plan and go to retirement of when you wanted to, yeah, it's going to get emotional.
And it's kind of like the weather here in St. Louis, right?
We all know this.
I mean, it changes. So
I remember a couple of weeks ago, I always look ahead in the week of when I can mow my lawn. And it was sunny all week. There was no rain in the forecast. And I knew I was going to have some time after work on Thursday, one of the days, to go and mow the grass when I got home. Well, it just started raining. And I'm like, dang yeah. it.
Next,
I don't
next
have
thing
any
you know,
time.
Your grass is 6 to
yeah,
8
exactly.
inches tall, right?
I was going to get pitchforks from all the neighbors to run me out of the neighborhood.
Well, that's where you have to get a cow and a couple of lambs to eat your grass for you while you're at work.
So why are we talking about this today with, you know, the market volatility? The two biggest fears of retirees, number one is running out of money. That is the number one biggest fear.
Far and away.
Definitely.
And it's a combination of market downturns. It's a combination of healthcare expenses. And we're living a lot longer.
It's not we're your living parents' a lot longer. Retirement.
Don't forget about the part that we're living a lot longer. Everybody discounts the fact that they're going to live a long time, but medical advances keep us going. And then so running out of money, and the other one was the uncertainty about the market, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody says, well, where is the market going to go? What's it going to do? And what does this mean? We can't control that. You know, what Ken was saying earlier is those outside things that you can't control, you need to focus on what you can control. And that's why we wanted to talk about the market today. And yes, there's been volatility, but we want to change your mindset and not focusing so much on what the market's doing, but what can you control and help prevent if the market's going to do this.
Well, it's all about having a plan, mm-hmm. and really having a portfolio that you've thought ahead, that's designed, that's been stress tested, put through the market cycle like the financial crisis that we had 07 to 09, and literally tested so that you have an idea that, God forbid, if that happened again, you kind of have an idea of what your downside is. And the cool part about that, if you will, our clients that have gone through this stress test and that have made changes to their portfolio, reduced the risk that they didn't realize they had, feel a whole lot better. Because here's what's happened. Again, going back 10 years ago, in March of 2009, our stock market, the Dow Jones, was at 6,547 points. It just recently, in July, was a little over 27,000. That's a 318% growth rate in 10 years. And wow, no wonder so many of you have portfolios that have more risk than you thought. Because when you have that kind of growth in the stock part of your portfolio, if you haven't been doing an active rebalancing, mm-hmm. you're out of whack and you have a lot more risk in the portfolio today than you did 10 years ago and you don't even know it.
And we talk about this with people all the time when they come in. When you see the stock market continue to go up, in your mind, you think that it's going to continue to go up. You don't really focus on, okay, here comes the downturn, because you draw this line on the board, Ken, and when you draw a line that goes straight up, your mind automatically sees the line continue to go up.
There's actually a psychological behavioral study that has validated that. When you look at a line and its direction is up, your mind immediately projects it to continue going up. Same way, if it's a line that's going down, your mind automatically projects it to keep going down. And it has good and bad. When you see the line going up, you think it's going to go up forever, just like the market. It's up 318%. Your mind says, wow, this thing's going to just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then there's those of you that also have the fear that, okay, I'm on the roller coaster. I don't know. Am I at the top of that roller coaster? And am I hanging
on?
Are we ready to go all the way down again? You know, because a lot of you do remember the 08 and 09, that 53% mm-hmm. drop. A lot of you still remember the 01 and 02 that had a 50% drop. And you don't want to relive it because you're at a different point in life right now.
Exactly.
If you're within that 5 years before, that 5 years after, again, that red zone of retirement, it's so critical.
Just a reminder, this is Megan Miner and Ken Heise, financial advisors from Heise Advisory Group. We're talking about market volatility today. But If you have any questions throughout the show, or want to come in for a visit and talk more about this one-on-one and relating that to your personal situation, go ahead and give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or you can always go on the web to yourretirementhighway.com.
Speaking of your retirement highway, you know, I've been on a number of motorcycle rides across the country. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing worse than when you're cruising down the highway on a motorcycle, and the next thing you know, you run into a thunderstorm. I'll tell you what, things change real quickly. Yeah. You're going along, you've got sunny weather, the roads are dry, you're cruising at a speed. But when that weather changes and that thunderstorm hits, suddenly you need to slow down because your traction's different. You're only on two wheels, and not only are you not just on two wheels, but you're fully exposed to all the weather.
Right.
And it's a whole different ride on a motorcycle in a thunderstorm than it is in sunny weather, just like the way it is in your portfolios, right? And I mean, I come from Milwaukee. And we talked about the weather changes here in St. Louis. If you think they'd happen quickly here, you should see what they happen like in Milwaukee.
I've never been.
I've literally been out on my motorcycle in Milwaukee, and within about 90 minutes, seen the temperature drop 20 degrees as you get closer to Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. Because if the wind comes off the lake blowing from east to west, it blows all that cold air in and instantly changes the conditions. And that can happen. I mean, we've seen that happen in the market, right? Gosh, look at what happened over the last week or so. The market dropped about 1,000 points. A lot of you got a little nervous, but really it's a 3.7% drop.
But from 12/31 of 18, I mean, the market was at 23,327. So really year to date, we're up.
Yep.
So you got to put it all into perspective.
Put it in perspective. The key here is having a plan. And the key to beginning the part of the plan is understanding where you are. And that's the purpose of the stress test, is to take a look at where you are. Let's take your current assets, your holdings that are in your portfolio. Let's take them through that stress test. Let's take a look at how they're going to react going through a financial crisis if the market has a significant drop. Because if you know how it's going to react before it happens, you can make adjustments.
Make a smart choice for your retirement.
You can't control the market, but you can control how everything reacts to the market by how you build your program. So I really encourage you. I would invite you, give us a call. Pick up the phone right now at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Come on in and let's sit down and do a stress test for you. We'll be back again next week at the same time, same place. You all have a great week.
When do you want to retire? Are you financially confident? Do you want to retire on your terms? I'm Lori Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. We're dedicated to helping people like you learn how to pursue their financial dreams and avoid potential shortfalls in retirement. Register for one of our upcoming retirement classes on Tuesday, August 20th or Thursday, August 22nd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. This course will cover three essentials: income planning, investment planning, and tax-efficient strategies. Call now to register at 314-909-1116 or register online at heiseadvisorygroup.com. That's H-E-I-S-E advisorygroup.com. This could be the first step towards getting your retirement plan on track. Seating is limited. Register now, 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Are you a baby boomer with questions or concerns regarding your retirement plan? How about the future of U.S. tax rates? Does your investment portfolio fully support your income needs? I'm Megan Miner of Heise Advisory Group, and we can help you answer these questions and more. Register for one of our upcoming retirement classes on Tuesday, August 20th or Thursday, August 22nd from 6 to 8:30 p.m.
This 2.5-hour course will cover three essentials: income planning, investment planning, and tax-efficient strategies. Call now to register at 314-909-1116 or register online at heiseadvisorygroup.com. That's H-E-I-S-E advisorygroup.com. If you have the slightest doubt regarding your retirement plan, this class is designed for you. Seating is limited. Call now at 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and HISI Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. HISI Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. HISI Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken HISI and Steve Mueller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at HISI Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.